We'll talk more. Stories everyone likes. Everyone wakes up when there is a story. When you talk of some philosophy, you do this, you don't do this. When we try to get on your cases, then you want to ignore that, just sleep. Stories, they have nothing to, we have nothing to do with it. Just, yeah, someone did something and someone got killed and this happened, that happened. I have no involvement, no obligation towards me. I can listen to that. That's attitude, general attitude. Stories we like. When we talk person to person, you do this. Chant Hare Krishna. Mangal Arati or are you reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam? That we don't want to. Srila Prabhupada Gita. Prajamandu Harikrama Ki.
Radha Shantanu Bihari are the deities here at Shantanu Kund. These deities were worshipped by King Shantanu. The popular understanding is that he worshipped these deities to have children. But if we recall this morning's long description, that doesn't really fit. Now, where and why he had to worship the deities to get children that he didn't have or he couldn't get, and then he had to make this whole extra endeavor to get children, doesn't make any sense. So we don't really know. He worshipped, Shantanu did worship these deities, so that much we could accept. There should be no controversy over that issue. But him worshipping these deities to get, to have children. Then Ganga, he married to Ganga. Naturally they were children. He didn't have to do any penance to have children. And then he was married to Satyavati, a second wife. Then he also had children, Chitrangada and with Chitravirya. And but then the pujari says, yes, yes, Ganga appeared here. Huh? Yes, sir. So, Pujari claims that Ganga appeared here, and this is the first meeting place of Ganga and Shantanu. So different versions like that. This would take a lot of research before we could give some concluding statements. So without having to go through many details and big research, we could just bear in mind that these are the deities worshipped by Shantanu. And the kund around, lake around, is called Shantanu Kund, and this whole area is known as Shantanu Kund. One of the stops during Brajamandal Parikrama.
Shantanu
1 is also there?
Maharaj, I had thought that Radha Krishna, worshipping Radha Krishna deities was started by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Just like many of the deities installed by Vrajapur were just Krishna alone, and then the Goswamis, they got Radha deities and installed her next to Krishna. But even before Krishna's appearance, he's worshipping Radha Krishna deities. So I'm misunderstanding.
They perform only austerities, and then by the name of this place, this deity is called Shantanu Vihari. Shantanu One and Shantanu Kund, because of that, the deities are named as Shantanu Vihari. But Shantanu might have not worshipped, only performed austerity.
Well, you have a point. So, some research before we talk more. Just stop speculation if you want to do research. So you could stay behind. You could stay here. We'll see you next year. You tell us by then what is what. Okay? Siddhāya Gaur Prayamanandi Hari Hari.
Did you get some tikka? We are catching hold of all these Vrajabhasi sounds. Our place is Bhavulaban is 2?
One and a half kilometers.
1.5 kilometers to Bhavulaban. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan,
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan,
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Jaya Krishna, Jaya
Govinda, Gopinatha Madana Moha.
Govinda, Gopinatha.
Govinda, 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 Govinda
This village is Panchari and it is birthplace of Pakasur, Raghasur and Putana. Of the three, Putana is the eldest because he was killed first. Number two is Bakasur, number three in killing is Bakasur. Raghasur was the last one of the three to be killed. Now Krishna was only six days old when, and there was some ceremony that day in Gokul, and a lot of people
ladies especially were coming, well dressed. So that day, Kamsa consulted some of his demoniac friends and made a plan of sending Potana to Gokul. He wasn't sure where Krishna was hiding, but he wanted to more or less kill all the children, all the babies. So Putana goes as per order of her master, Kamsa, dressed like any other lady. And she makes attempt of killing Krishna. That day, Nanda Maharaj had gone to Mathura to make the payment of the taxes. He wanted to remain in good books of the king, Kamsa, paying all the taxes so that he doesn't become unnecessarily inimical and find Krishna's whereabouts and, you know, kill him, harass him. After making the payments of the taxes, Nanda Maharaj also had met Vasudev. Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj were friends, so they had good talks. And Vasudev also had given some hint that you better hurry up, let us stop talking, you better rush, go back, there are some disturbances expected. So on advice of Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj was returning to Gokul. So in the meantime, lot of things had happened, lot of disturbance was there, and that was caused by this Putana. Putana has been described here in Krishna book. Putana entered the country of Gokul, the residential quarters of Nanda Maharaj, without permission. Dressing herself just like a beautiful woman, she entered the house of Mother Yashoda. She appeared very beautiful with raised hips, nicely swollen breasts, earrings, flowers in her hair. She looked specially beautiful on account of her thin waist. She was glancing at everyone with very attractive looks and smiling face, and all the residents of Vrindavan were captivated. The innocent coward woman thought that she was a goddess of fortune appearing in Vrindavan with a lotus flower in her hand. In those days Krishna had taken birth, so all these kinds of personalities coming to Vrindavan, coming to Gokul, was very common. Demigods would come and like that. It seemed to them that she had personally come to see Krishna, who is her husband. Because of her exquisite beauty, no one checked her movement, and therefore she freely entered the house of Nanda Maharaj. Putana, the killer of many, many children, found baby Krishna lying on a small bed, and she could at once perceive that the baby was hiding his unparalleled potencies. Putana thought, this child is so powerful that he can destroy the whole universe immediately. Now Krishna showed the nature of a small baby and closed his eyes as if to avoid face of Putana. Now this paragraph explains different reasons why Krishna closed the eyes. this closing of eyes is interpreted and studied in different ways by the devotees. Some say that Krishna closed his eyes because he did not like to see the face of Putana, who had killed so many children and who had now come to kill him. Others say that something extraordinary was being dictated to her, and in order to give her assurance, Krishna closed his eyes so that she would not be frightened. And yet others interpret in this way. Krishna appeared to kill the demons and give protection to the devotees, as said in Bhagavad Gita, Parisanaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam. The first demon to be killed was a woman. Okay, this is significant thing. The Putana is the first demon Krishna is killing. Next in a row is Shaktasur. Krishna was 3 months old and demon was there in the form of a cart. And then comes Trinavarta. Krishna was 1 month, 1 year old, and Trinavarta demon comes. Like that, one after the other, demons in so many different shapes and sizes, they are coming. Then we heard yesterday at Madhuban, demon came in the form of ass, Renukasu. Demon has come in the form of bull, that is Aristasu. Demon came in the form of duck, bakasu. Yes.
One demon became a big serpent,
and that name? What was his name? Aghasur and Bakasur are brothers. And any other demons in any other form?
Dantavaktra.
Well,
Kesi.
One demon called Kesi also came, and he was killed. Where was he killed? Kesi Ghat. Vrindavan town on the bank of river Yamuna. Not far from Radha Damodar temple. There's a Kesi Ghat. Kesi looked like what? Kesi looked like a serpent with many hoods. Your husband says something else, and you say, you know more than your husband? Who is going to be judged now? There's a fight going on. Anyway, fighting is not to be taken seriously between wife and husband, so. Yes, the Kesi was a horse. And then, any other demon?
Pralambasu.
Pralambasu.
Balaram.
What was his speciality?
Coward boy.
Pralamba. Lamba means long. Pralamba means especially long. It was very, very long. Sky was the limit. He came as a coward boy, but then he grew up in size.
16 miles
tall. When he fly in the air, how high is the plane? They always say that, 35,000? Feet. How many miles is that? Six? 6 miles in the air. So this Pralamba was even taller than that. Then one demon came. Okay. Here's the Salambo. He's lying down and everyone is watching, all the coward boys. Vatsasu. One demon came in the form of a calf.
Krishna took him by the back
leg. Krishna picked up his hind leg. Any other demon? Yomasur. What was so special? We'll be coming across cave of Yomasur. Where? In Kamban there's a cave of Yomasur. Yom means sky. He would fly in the sky. Sometime on the ground, sometime on the sky. And? Aristasur. We said? Aristasur was looking like what? He was a bull. Who killed him? Who killed Aristasur?
Krishna
killed him. And then what did Radha say? What was Radha's response?
He committed sinful activity by killing
you have people. Committed sinful activity. You better do what?
Make penance.
Bathe in the holy rivers.
You better take bath in all the holy places and then come closer, then touch me. Now you're untouchable. Stay at distance. What did Krishna do? Did he go around taking bath in all the rivers?
Created Radhakrun. Created Radhakrun with his heel. Krishna Kund.
Then he dug his kund for Shama Kund. And all the tirthas, all the holy places appeared there. And then Krishna took bath there and said, okay, done, I'm ready now. And all free from all the sins. And then what did Radha do? She made another leg. Was using the bangles. Broken bangles? They were digging with the broken bangles. They made a big leg. But there was no water. Then what happened?
They made a chain of buckets.
They made a chain. So many gopis stood with the buckets. And where did they get water from?
Manasi Ganga.
Huh?
Manasi Ganga.
Manasi Ganga. This part of Govardhan. And that is how Shyam Kund and Radha Kund came into being. Radha Kund was made on Bahula Ashtami. We're going to Bahula Ban today. And there was a cow called Bahula. And there's Ashtami, means eighth day, named after Bahula. It's coming up now. When is Bahula Ashtami? Huh? 22nd of October. Yes?
Night.
On 22nd is a Bahula Ashtami. That's the day Radha Kund appeared. So that midnight there's a big bathing. We'll all be going to take bath. 12 o'clock midnight, we keep right sharp at 12 o'clock we take bath there. It was very sacred, you would never forget such a bathing ceremony. Once in a lifetime experience. You all have to go and take bath that day. We don't enter the kund. Just take a lot of oil. So, anyway, so many different demons like that were killed. Mahanidhi Maharaj told us last year that every day by lunch time Krishna would kill some demon. By lunch time he must kill few demons. And he gave the reason, otherwise these boys used to, the coward boys, they would get so much absorbed in playing, they would forget taking lunch. So it was important for some demon to come, and then there's some disturbance, and then after the demon is killed, they, oh, it's time for lunch. And they are taking a look at their watch. If demon would not come, they would go on playing all day, forgetting all their lunch packets, and demon, it was necessary for demon to come. Then Krishna would kill, and the boys enjoy the lunch. Big and small, so many demons were killed by Krishna. This was almost daily affair. And that was a fun. That was a fun for Krishna also fun, and more fun for the coward boys. They would just sit and watch for the entertainment. According to the Vedic rules, the killing of a woman, a Brahmin, cow or a child is forbidden. Krishna was obliged to kill demon Putana. And because the killing of a woman is forbidden according to the Vedic Shastra, he could not help but close his eyes. Is another reason. Another interpretation is that Krishna closed his eyes because he simply took Putana to be his nurse. Putana came to Krishna just to offer her breast for Lord to suck. Krishna is so merciful that even though he knew Putana was there to kill him, he took her as his nurse or mother. There are seven kinds of mothers according to the Vedic injunction. The real mother, the wife of teacher or spiritual master, wife of a king, wife of a Brahmin, the cow, the nurse, and the mother earth. Because Putana came to take Krishna to her lap and offer her breast milk to be sucked by him, she also accepted, she was accepted by Krishna as one of his mothers. So this is like also the village of Krishna's, one of the mothers, nurse mother. So after a while, you know, she made attempt to, she took Krishna on the lap, and she was trying to feed Krishna her breast milk. Now Yashoda and Rohini did take notice of Putana picking up the baby. They didn't say nothing. They thought she's some nice lady, nicely dressed. So let her enjoy some association. She has so much affection for our baby. But there was a poison. She had applied poison on her breast. And she thought that when Krishna, Krishna tries to suck the breast milk, first he's going to suck what? Poison. And she would be killed. And my master comes, I would be so happy. So she was happy about that, thinking like that. So then what happened? Krishna was sucking the breast and he sucked the milk, and he sucked also the life. And because there was so much disturbance within her body, in her consciousness, so she assumed, as a trick, she had become a small person. But normally she is a very big person. So when there was a disturbance, then she grew up in size. Like Aghasur was also big. So this is Baki. Another name for Putana is Baki, because she's sister of Bakasur, so she is known as Baki. Bhagavatam described like that. So she grew up in size, and she was not able to stand erect because and all life air was being sucked by Krishna. So just a dead body, not dead as yet. So then she fell down, made a big bang, big noise, and dust all over, and lots of disturbance in Gokul because of that. But Krishna all along was sticking to the breast of Putana. She grew up in size and she was trembling and shaking and almost ready to collapse, and then she fell down. All this time, Krishna, little baby, was sitting on the breast. You see? In the size of Putana and size of Krishna. Her breasts were like a hill. Her breasts were like a two big hills. So she fell, but Krishna is like a bee. He is like a sticking to the breast and he is not moving. He's trying to take all the life air out. So when she fell down, it has been described that her fallen body extended up to 12 miles and smashed by the trees to pieces. Everyone was struck with wonder upon seeing the gigantic body. Her teeth appeared like a plowed road. Her nostrils were like a mountain cave. And her hands were like a two big bridges. And her legs were like a two canals, or rivers. And her abdomen was like a dried lake. Dry lake, and her eyes were like a dark, deep well, as we described. So that is how she looked like. So later on, Nanda Maharaj was rushing, trying to come back. You know, he was smelling some nice aroma, because soon after she died, They cut her body into pieces, and they piled it up, all the pieces of her body. 12 miles were cut, and they are trying to pile them up, and they burned the body, and that spread nice aroma. Why was it smelling so nice, Chaitanya Chandra? Because Krishna killed her. And yes, very close. Krishna made her mother. And Krishna's touch, she became very special, a fragrant personality. When she was burned, there was a nice aroma all over. And while Nanda Maharaj was returning from Gokul, from Mathura, just smelling this nice aroma. So that is how she came to an end. And another attempt of Kamsa failed. See, he could not kill Krishna, catch Krishna. Now this Putana was a daughter of Bali Maharaj. We told you yesterday that Bali Maharaj had 100 sons. Sahasik was one son who appeared as Dantavakta. Now he had a daughter. When Lord Vamana visited the Bali Maharaja's sacrificial arena, this Vaman was a small person, small-bodied. So what was the name of Ratnamala was the name of Bali Maharaja's daughter, and she was an elderly lady, and she felt affection towards this little boy, Vamana, and she wanted to feed him her breast milk. But that did not happen. So Lord arranged that when Lord Vamana later on appeared as Krishna, that Ratnamala, who strongly desired feeding her breast milk to the Lord, now she is getting opportunity to drink, to feed the milk.
He was saying yesterday how Krishna let Balaram kill Dhanukasura because he was in the family of Bali Maharaja. So Putana, she also came in that family, but Krishna killed her. He broke his promise.
This is not dynasty.
Daughter doesn't matter. Okay, good. Daughter doesn't count in dynasty. She's married and then she has husband's dynasty. And okay. That's a smart question. So that's the additional information. This is from Garga Samhita. Garga Samhita explains all these demons, who were they in their previous life. All these different demons. So that's all about Putana. You could read the whole chapter. We just went through briefly. Chapter 6 of Krishna Book, Volume 1. You could get more details. Good enough. Now, Aghasur is another brother who was killed somewhere in Vrindavan. Bakasur was killed in Khandirban, which we are not visiting this year. Last year we went to... here are two brothers right here next to each other. There's a Bakasur and there's a Aghasur. And Putana you know. Putana was killed first, then Bakasur, and then Aghasur. So, after Aghasur was killed, all the coward boys, they sat down on the bank of Jamuna and they were taking their lunch. And that's the time Krishna goes away looking for the cows, and then Brahma comes and steals all the coward boys. Yes, Brahma coming. What book is this?
Krishna
book. ISKCON book. Huh? No. Looks nice. So those, the killing of Aghasur and stealing of coward friends and cows by Brahma happened the same day. So while Krishna was in the forest, first Brahma steals the cows, and then his friends are also stolen. And then he goes to his lok and he is hiding them, and then he comes back to see now what is Krishna doing. All the leela of Krishna was going on undisturbed. Krishna had expanded. Krishna became his friends. Krishna became the cows. And Leela went on for 1 year. Brahma going and coming back was just a matter of seconds for him. But here on this planet, 1 year had passed. And that way, not only to Putana, Lord gave her opportunity to be her mother, but all the elderly ladies' desire of making Krishna their son was fulfilled. Not only that, all the cows also became mother of Krishna, because Krishna had become the cow, and he was drinking their milk. So after Brahma comes to the senses, offers his prayers, he returns the cows and the friends. And then what happens, very interesting, is Krishna is returning with the cows. And these coward boys who were just now returned by Brahma, they say, "Oh, you just came. You came so quickly. We haven't even finished our lunch." And 1 year had passed, but they said, maybe didn't catch this point. The coward boys were eating there, and they had sent Krishna, or Krishna had preferred going personally to look for the cows. So you know what happened? After 1 year, Brahma returned the cows, and Brahma returned the friends of Krishna, and then Krishna is coming with the original, not his expansions, but original cows, and his friends, original friends, are eating lunch, and they said, "You came so quickly! You came so quickly! You just went and, oh, you are such a wonderful person. They're so fast." So that day, after 1 year, they all came back home. And that day, they started talking about killing of Aghasur. After 1 year, they came back and they started talking about killing of Aghasur. Well, Aghasur was killed 1 year ago. But after 1 year, they're talking. You know, this happened, that happened this morning. They said, "This morning, while we were out in the forest, Krishna killed big demon." "Oh, we knew that. He was killed long time ago. What are you talking about?" So, and then these real boys, when they returned, that big body of this demon Aghasura was still lying there. No more skin, no more flesh, but just a skeleton. So now the boys were climbing up and playing and trying to pull and push and enter the mouth, and they're making a lot of fun for the boys. So that was Aghasur. And then Aghasur will be talking later on. I remember last year there was a talk at this point. We told everyone about Mayur Ban, and we were told this Mayur Ban. Mayur is a peacock. There were lots of peacocks, and Krishna wanted to dance with these peacocks. So Krishna expanded. There was one peacock, one Krishna. Like almost rasa dance, like a one gopi, one Krishna. And I thought last year, right here, we were told there's a Mayur Ban here. So Krishna danced with the peacocks and so that's the Mayur Ban.
leaving nice Rome, like city, leaving London, leaving Paris, New York, Los Angeles, Melbourne. By leaving all these places behind, are you lamenting that you are not in Los Angeles today? Huh? Are you feeling very sorry? Huh? You are not with your mother today? Hmm? Anyone feeling? You look in distress.
Feeling of distress.
You are okay?
I'm okay.
You are here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, just be here. Forget everything else. Other things will happen. You'll be doing lots of things. For 1 month, just get absorbed in this Prajabasi spirit, and this spirit will revive your love for Krishna. And then you will cooperate with Prabhupada and his movement. That is guaranteed that will happen. So do not lament for anything, for leaving this town, that town behind, or leaving comforts behind, leaving half the family daughter behind. So just be here. Let your whole existence be here, not just the body, your mind, spirit. And just get absorbed. So near here, I don't know, kya gaon ka naam keh rahe ho? Gaon ka naam? No, unka gaon, apna gaon. Bhul gaye, ha? Kya Surya Kund ka Surya Kund? Bachcha jante hai Surya Kund? Ha? ये गांव का नाम क्या? ये बसंती है। Oh. Okay, so according to the diary of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj's Parikrama, Basanti means also refers to staying. So Vrishabhanu, he stayed here in this village for some time. And around here, some places, place called Surya Kund, and Radharani used to go there to worship Surya. She used to tell the family members, "I'm going to worship, do some Surya Upasana. I'm going to worship Surya." So she used to come. When no one is around, she would come there. And then one priest also would come to assist her in the worshipping the sun. See? And that priest was Krishna. Krishna, he would just, you know, he would look like a priest, wear some things like a priest, and chant some mantras on the way, and yes, so that was all just cute, just a story. She was not interested in Surya Upasana. She was interested in Krishna. Somehow she would find a place where there's just Krishna and herself. So we'll find out where this, in what direction at least this Surya Kund is. So that's where they used to come and meet. And we never went there before, but we were told that there are some rocks on the bank of this Surya Kund. And while taking bath in this Kund, Radharani would take off her jewelry and some different ornaments, and she would place that on the rock. And just by association of those ornaments, that rocks were getting, the rocks would melt. His ornaments were also full of love for Krishna, so much intense love. So must be, maybe those rocks were listening to some glories. Even ornaments of Radharani are chanting glories. And by hearing those glories of Krishna, even rocks would melt. Pashupakhi jure pashana vidare suni jara guna gatha. Who is that acharya? Narottam Das Thakur? Whose disappearance day is today. This is his song. He says, when we hear the glories of, he's talking about Chaitanya, Nityanand, as his Guna Gatha, the stories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are heard. Pashu Pakhi Jure, Pashu, the animals, and Pakhi, that is birds, even they forget everything and they get totally absorbed. And Pashana Vidare, Pashan means rock. Rocks melt. When the glories of Lord are chanted, then the birds forget their existence. And when the rocks begin melting, so as Radharani would place her ornaments on some rocks on the bank of this Surya Kund, they would melt. So if you go there today, they say you could see those impressions of these ornaments of Srimati Radharani at Surya Kund. So, thank that. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
There is some of you are some kind of artists. We would like to see exhibition, devotional exhibition of your art. Are you some of you are dancers, maybe flute players, maybe painters? Huh? What are you?
Painter.
You're a painter. Did you paint anything in the last 1 week? Huh? What kind of painter are you? He is a painter. He has many arts. Gorgeous. He became Narad Muni. You are Narad Muni? Yes? When? On Janmashtami. He did great act. Thousands of people witnessed his activities. At least 50,000 people. So what are you? I'm sure you wrote down in a registration form your talents, your abilities. I unfortunately haven't gone through all the forms. Of course, all the devotees are not here right now. 1 year we did drama also. First year, Vrajamandal Parikrama. There are about 10 devotees, they are rehearsing drama. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return to Vrindavan. Okay. Some topic like that. Are you, no? We had one Swami called Jambavan Swami from Brazil, a fired up director. And came out very, very well. Practicing, and then when we reached Krishna Balaram temple, it was a great drama. Maybe some of you want to do either one act play or real play with several actors, characters. Something entertaining to the devotees or some public, some skits. Okay. Do you have some experience like that? No? Natal? Drama? your every action is drama. What drama does? Drama also meaning something false. Well, putting on act, but you are a natural actor. Any other Bhattra Jaya?
Yeah.
You have done before?
Yeah.
So spiritual drama you did?
चक्कर लगाओ तेल लगाओ प्रैक्टिस करो थोड़ा
one more. Chandra Kripalu Bhajamanu Nanda Nandala Sundaram Sirpirtha Chandra Kripalu Bhajamanu Nandana Sundaram Ashurana Sharanam Sri Haram Radhavaram Ashurana Sharanam Sri Haram Ananda Khan Radhavaram Sri Mahavari Kundala Thariram Sir Mohr Mukute Vichitra Mani Mai Mahavari Kundala Thariram Mukha Chandra Dyuti Nakha Chandra Dyuti Puspetani Kunja Vihariram Mukha Chandra Dyuti Nakha Chandra Dyuti Puspetani Kunja
Sri Krishna Chandra Kripalu Bhajamanu
हे मन
इंग्लिश
इंग्लिश ओ माय माइंड यू शुड वर्शिप लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण नंद नंदन सुंदरम हु इज ब्यूटिफुल एंड सन ऑफ नंद महाराज असरण शरण हु इज शेल्टर ऑफ दोज हु हैव नो शेल्टर भाव भय हरण एंड ही इज स्टीलर ऑफ द फियर ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ आनंद घन एंड ही इज पर्सोनिफाइड ब्लिस राधावरम एंड ही इज हस्बैंड ऑफ राधा रानी सिर मोर मुकुट विचित्र मणिमाई He is wearing jewel, which has wonderful. He is wearing crown, which has wonderful jewels on his head. Makar Kundal Dharinam, and he is wearing earrings. Makar,
fish like
fish. Earrings. Mukh Chandra Dyuti, and the brightening of his moon-like face Naka Chandra Dyuti and his brightening of moon-like nails Puspita Nikunja Viharinam Puspita Nikunja Viharinam and he is playing in the groves of flowers मुस्कान मुनिमन मोहिनी एंड स्माइल इज बीवल्डरिंग द माइंड्स ऑफ ग्रेट सेजेस चितवन चपल एंड हिज ग्लांसिंग इज चपल वेरी
ग्लावर
October 19th, walking on the way to Radhakun. Just before class.
We are very close to Radhakund. Little over 3 more kilometers. Go. In the Shastra, this is X10. In the Shastras, it is said that all types of fruity workers of all the types of fruity workers, he who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, jnanis, one who is practically liberated by the virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her kund, lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kund and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings of Prakrit Bhav, render loving service to divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Ashtakaliya Leela, the eternal eightfold daily pastimes. Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the bank of Radha Kund are most fortunate people in the universe. So a lot of people come to Radha Kund to render services. Even six Goswamis of Vrindavan spend their time on the bank of Radha Kund. Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj spent his later part of his life at Radha Kund. In fact, as we go around tomorrow performing